Let's act like we know what we're doing here for a second.
Professional here.
Yeah, super professional.
You should really stretch out. You should have like a few stretches right before the show.
Yeah, we could do that.
Like certain stretches that we always do.
Brandon's stretching his mustache.
Certain stretches that we always do.
Yeah, like certain ones. Like
Charles, ones for a podcast. Charles, no one does that. Nobody.
I don't think that's a stretch.
Hello, fine folks. Welcome to Five Idiots Talking Toys. It is Wednesday's wins and whiffs of the week. Lord Walden, your fine folks are here. Charles, Christopher, Mustachio, and Shane. I'm here. Brandon, you're here with your mustache. Welcome to everyone. Thank you for joining us here on Five Idiots Talking Toys. You're here,
I'm here. I'm here with my mustache. No, my mustache is here with me.
False.
Philosophically, Brandon.
This is positive Brandon week, John. Yeah. So he's philosophical and positive. Yeah. All right. So let's. I don't know. Let's jump into these wins. Chris, you could not be more excited to be here. Thank you for joining us.
Chris loves this podcast.
I'm actually waiting for you guys just to get ready. I don't know what's going on.
Here we go. This is not a professional show. I mean, it's only on YouTube. It's free. We're not charging for this. You know, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's what my wife says.
We're not charging, but we should be for Patreon.
Yeah. All right, let's jump in. For our first win of the week. Win of the week. Win of the week. Christopher, may you please bless us with your first win of the week.
Chris has his hand raised.
Sometimes you just can't let him go first, Shane. He always wants to go first. Always.
Hates the podcast, loves going first.
I just want to I want the show to keep moving. Otherwise, we'll all sit there and we'll just stare at each other.
Okay? You gotta move.
So my win of the week is this custom figure from Adam Gothard. He sent this to me. He put a bunch for sale. I missed
that is
it.
Nice.
I showed it to my son, and my son was like, for whatever reason, he like loved it, and he was like, "I want that, Daddy." And I was like, "It's you know, it's too late. They're all sold out." So I messaged him and I asked him if he's going to make any more, and he did, and he mailed one to me.
Oh, so, that's nice.
It actually does look really awesome. I have a blaster that I'm going to add to it, and it's going to sit on Grayson's shelf. So nice. He was super excited to have this. He said, thank you, Adam. And for everyone else, Adam will be listing more of these and other special customs in the future.
And that's his cool. His custom Uze Blue Stars.
Correct. Yes.
Right. That's the riff.
Very cool.
You've completely ruined a win of the week for me because I just opened mine up this morning or this afternoon. No. I didn't have it queued up or anything, but that's I'm just saying I got mine today and it's awesome.
It is.
I got the cape on it, the skirt on it, showed my kids. They loved it.
It looks really cool.
I'll be adding that to my shelf this week because I just brought it up here this morning. Very, very cool.
Adam's a great guy.
I think I just saw John raise his hand. Look at his hands up.
Yeah.
John.
Yep.
There goes John. Win of the week.
Thanks, John. Thanks for volunteering.
Thanks, John.
How's your shoulder?
I think he was covering his mouth after belching.
Burping. I wasn't even. No, that was Charles belching.
Sorry.
I didn't burp.
See? Okay, my.
You know, Hillary behind you is about to throw up on your shoulder. Look at that.
He's got Hillary on his ear.
Hillary?
He's got two drunk AT-AT walkers back there. He's got all kinds of stuff.
That Hillary has been sitting in the same spot for the last 6 months.
Hasn't moved.
I know. You've been doing some, a lot of work anyway. We'll get into that. But my win of the week is... this Biker Scout.
Is that the 6-inch? Or is that...
this is the...
is that the Vintage Collection or is that Black Series?
It's the Vintage Collection.
Yeah.
40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Gotcha. It was a Father's Day gift. And it is awesome. So cool. It is very, very cool. So it's the Biker Scout and the speeder bike. It's got a little stand on it, right? And this Blasper goes right here.
Mm. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And it's a little boot cuff. And super poseable. I mean, it is amazing. Just all the different articulation and stuff that this guy has.
I might have to get one of those. I
mean, they're awesome.
The bike, the Biker Scout and the bike, the speeder bike, are like two of my most favorite things.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, I had the 6-inch Black Series one and I sold it with everything else, but it was the one that I thought was one of the coolest things they ever put out. I should have kept that one. Is he frozen?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, okay.
Was that frozen for a second?
Yeah, for a second.
Oh, I remember that, when they came out with an all black one.
Yes, they came out with the black Shadow Squadron.
Yeah, and I was gonna buy it, and then I was like, eh. And then I went back like the next day, and they were sold out. I think those kind of flew off the shelves. I don't know what the deal was.
That was a Target exclusive, and it was, I believe there was like three pieces in there. There was the bike. There was the scout. I think there was maybe a stormtrooper and one other thing. It was a large box. And at one point that thing hit about $200.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
About it.
But I love it. Cause it looks like, I mean, they made it like they made the old speeder bike almost, you know,
true. I'm not a fan of that packaging without the, you know, the window, but you're right. That is pretty much in line with the old
school. And they made it wide enough and long enough for the figure to go in here too. So it comes with the figure and the bike.
Nice. So John, what do you do? I mean, I know you don't collect a ton of modern stuff, but you get that in. Now, are you going to display the box too? Like, will you set things up like that, or you just save the box or toss it, or what do you do?
I'm going to keep the box for sure. And I've got the figure card in there as well. I'll probably just hang it up somewhere back here for now. And then display the biker up front.
Yeah, thing is cool. Yeah, it was hard for me to get a perspective as to what size it was in the screen, but it looks super detailed for a 3¾.
Very, very detailed. Yep.
How very do cool. you know? Do you know offhand how much those go for?
I think these are about $45 retail.
Yeah, I thought they were $39.99 around that price. So
yeah.
That's what I was guessing.
And that's like, you know, but that, I mean, that comes with a figure and the speeder.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Cool. That's a pretty good win of the week for Father's Day. Nice.
Very cool.
Charles.
And it was Haley, by the way, got that for me. Jennifer's daughter, Haley, got it for me for Father's Day.
Well done, Haley. Charles, I see you raising your few fingers over there. I know it's off screen, but I could kind of see.
Yeah, I sort of picky.
You were looking to go next. There it is. Oh, he's scratching. Okay.
So I got my win of the week is the Knights of Ren.
Oh, nice.
So, Knights of Ren.
I got all.
We are the people of the tribe who say no.
All six.
We are
of Ren.
The knights who say Ren.
So usually these six are about 100 and maybe $75, I think.
Each?
Like that.
Jeez.
No, each? For all of them. For all of them.
I know.
So. I got them for 105 shipped. Mint. These, Brandon couldn't find something wrong with these if he actually had a microphone and eyes to look at it.
a microphone?
Those are so awesome. I love them.
Are those
I love these.
Are those considered rare?
No.
Is one of them holding a thermal detonator?
Well, if they're not rare, then why are
they holding a thermal detonator?
Why are they $175 if they're not rare?
Well, they're not rare. They're like $30 each. Some are $15, some are $30, some are $20. That's how much Lego are.
What box set? Are you talking a box set?
No, so they're from like a few different sets. I think like one set has two, one has maybe three, and one has one, something like that.
Oh, that's
it's from a couple different sets.
Because you got
to spend hundreds of dollars for you to get them.
Oh yeah, okay.
With the vehicle.
What vehicle? I don't remember.
I could tell you if Brandon, I look it up.
Brandon, way too many questions.
Kylo's shuttle.
I'm just
does it come with a TIE fighter?
Yeah.
I'm just so interested.
We're on a time crunch here.
Yeah,
trying to do these a little bit faster, and Brandon's just.
I'm trying to expand.
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Don't throw me down, Clark. I love how Brandon couldn't find anything wrong with it, even if he had a microphone. The best line I've ever heard on the show.
Do you know why? Because his microphone was broken, and he's like, there's nothing wrong with this thing. It's working perfectly. He can't find anything wrong with the thing.
I know, but it sounded like you meant to say microscope.
Dum.
You don't look at something with a microphone, so I got thrown off. All right. Very good. Very good. So, you know, I want to just say real quick before we move on.
Okay.
That makes me even more annoyed than I was back when the movies were coming out. They put the Knights of Ren in the trailers, and they looked so badass that you were like, Kylo, you know, he could be a little whiny, you know, but he's got this badass squad behind him. Never in the movie.
They need to have their
Legos.
Own.
They're not even in the movie.
They need to have their own show.
Yeah, it'll
be awesome. Ridiculous.
They were in the movie for like 30 seconds. It's like it was more than Prune Face.
Yeah. They were finally in the last movie, right? And they fought Kylo in the last movie, but they had them in the Force Awakens trailer, and everybody was like pretty excited about that. That was a big miss by not having them in for at least a scene, you know, like a minute or two.
Fantastic movie.
All right. Let's
what movie was this?
Shane.
The Never Ending Story.
I don't know.
Let's go to Shane. Let's watch Shane get made fun of for his win of the week. That's always everyone's favorite.
Leia Bush. Leia Bush.
Leia Bush.
Howard the Duck.
I got to make a note to watch that. John, can you?
Yeah, wait, hang on.
Hold on.
My win of the week was I picked up this fabulous napkin holder for our dining room set.
Howard the Duck, I've got to watch that.
I've got time with that night of napkin rings.
My win of the week. Thermal detonator napkin rings. Please, somebody who's watching the show that has some artistic ability, make those for me. I want to buy them. Oh, God, that's great. My win of the week is something I came across by my regular searches that came out. I found it as soon as it came out, like it wasn't even in stores yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God!
Chris is quitting.
Chris has quit the show, folks.
Jeez, this is a Hot Wheels car. It has nothing to do with Leia Bush.
This kid's on slot races. He goes to the track and he races that thing.
No, I know, but it's a car. 2023. They made a car out of a person.
Yeah, so I came across this and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." You know, Hot Wheels. My son is into Hot Wheels. So what I did was. There's a
how embarrassing
you could see. You could see the different ones they came out with. So this is what kind of came out this year. So I found this on eBay, but then I went and searched, and they came out with a series, like a wave of figures for this year. So I found a Hot Wheel toy store that distribute, like, you know, will sell to all over the country. The prices were really good, so I bought a sealed case of the wave, which worked out perfectly because. It actually came with two of these out of all the figures, and the rest of them went to my son for his birthday on May 4th. So
he got a
full set of Star Wars Hot Wheels from 2023.
And I got now you can open one.
Hey, kid, you're getting a couple Hot Wheels because Daddy wants one.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels, buddy.
The funny thing is he keeps the Hot Wheels with his figures in the Darth Vader case. So it's kind of cute that he has them like all together, like in the slots. But nice. That's my win of the week.
Brandon.
I picked this up at a toy show.
Uh-oh.
Aliens.
I don't know if John can probably tell me what this is.
Oh, that's the Nazi German soldier. Does that have the Nazi symbol on it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one that was ripped off of shelves, right?
Yeah, that's the discontinued one, right?
Yeah.
Did you pay big bucks for it?
$10.
What the?
How much is it worth, John?
You're going for now?
$300 or $400.
Yeah,
$300.
What?
That's the Disney release? Like the Disney Parks release?
I honestly can't believe that even like now in this day and age that they would even release that and think that that was like okay to do.
I don't know why it's not.
It was 20 years ago. 2003 was when it was released.
2003? Oh, okay, a different story.
But still, I wouldn't. I mean, here's the thing. It's historical context.
It is, but they take that symbol and historical, that symbol historical, is like
historical.
I get it. Like it's historical, and I'm totally down with that aspect. But you know, is there a need to put it on a quote unquote children's toy? No, not really.
No,
I know it's really a collectible. It's
not, German soldier, really.
I know, but is it necessary to put it on a toy? Not really.
Yes,
you know what? Let's put it this way: if there is a large segment of people out in the world that find that very offensive, then maybe don't put it on a toy. Like that's just a good rule of thumb to go by. But you're telling me that goes for $300 to $400?
Yeah.
Were you, when I saw it, I was like, oh, look. I was like, how much does he want? Because he had the whole set. And I was like, how much you want for this one? He's like, oh, I just want 10 a piece. I was like, oh, okay. And then I went and the area that I was in had the worst internet, like the worst reception. So I couldn't jump on eBay or anything to check prices. I was like, I think this is pretty rare. So I jump on eBay and I was like, oh my God. And I was like running back to the guy. I was like, do you still have
rare? Oh, I think I still got this.
I need the Nazi symbol right now.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Give me the swastika.
I love how Brandon paused and had to think for 20 minutes about a $10 toy.
I know.
Like he was unsure if he should invest $10 in it, and he had to go back to the guy.
Well, it's not alien.
These figures are, I mean, nobody collects any of these newer ones. These new indie lines are just, they're
20 years old.
Yeah.
Well, it's also the years old. It's vintage.
But Brandon's leaving out the part that he actually flew home and then he had to fly back to Minnesota to pick that up.
So I actually got it so it cost me the plane ticket.
A plane ticket.
Oh, you're never going to recoup that.
Keep eating, Shane. Don't worry. I don't want to disturb you.
All right. I think Brandon's done with that one.
This is the first episode I've ever eaten anything. So
seriously, very cool that you found that for $10.
It is.
Yesterday. I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
So insane.
Good grief, Garfield.
Good grief.
What's your plan for that now? Is that going to be for sale at some point? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. If it's not something that you're, you know, a line you're invested in and you can, you know, make a few bucks towards your collecting.
A few hundred.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's a good grab.
Yeah.
I think we're all in for our wins, right? Let's see if we have a whiff of the week. Whiff of the week. Do we have music for whiff of the week? I don't remember.
Yes, we
it's
have
okay.
Whiff of the week. Whoa.
Whoa!
My whiff of the week again.
Oh boy!
Uh-oh. AFA does it again. one every box they do. So this was for a sent in a Bosque.
Yeah.
It says overlapping white paint on back of figure is covering wear and cannot be authenticated as factory original. So
you painted
it. Does look weird on the back. I don't know if you can
see it. You put white out. You put white out on it to cover it.
What part of it is white out?
What part, Charles? I don't.
It's like up here. There's like three spots.
Oh, I see where it's overlapping at the shoulder strap.
No, it's like right on the back. It's like right here, right in the center. It's like three separate little spots. It's kind of. You can't really see it.
So what are they saying? That it's like
repainting? Is Charles shooting this from his closet? Like it's so repainted. Dark there, yeah, where he is.
Dark. I don't
see think it's repainted.
All I see is all I see is a beautiful white back of a mosque.
Yeah.
It has these little spots on the back. It's nothing that's repainted or touched up. AFA finds some reason to send this back to me, so I pay $60. That's really what they do.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So that is my whiff of the week.
When that kind of stuff happens to you, do you just like, you know, rethink your whole plan with grading figures and stuff?
I want to take this Bosque and run into a wall with it first, and then I go after it. That's how pissed I am when I get stuff back like that.
Yeah, because you know, like, you know, he's sending figures in there to maybe make like, you know, $30, $40 a figure, and then he finds out that he's blown like $70 on a figure they refused. You know, it's
not
like
through AFA, they are so tight. They're the tightest company, and they lie on some of the grades, like low wise.
They blew your whole margin on the whole project.
Oh, there's no reason to even send anything into them.
Yeah,
really not.
All right, folks, that is going to do it for this episode of Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Thanks so much for joining us. Please go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com for all of the links to our show, all of our socials. And you can also go to rogue5toys.com and collect with us. Claim sales, live sales, modern toys, vintage toys, custom toys, box toys, graded toys, refused toys. Those will all be sold at Rogue 5 Toys.
Refused toys.
That Bosque is going up for $6 very soon. All right, folks. Thanks for joining us, guys. Another fun episode. We will see you next time on 5 Idiots Talking Toys.
Bye.
Oh, you're doing
bye-bye.
You're doing the
say
the
it
stretching?
Again. Say it again, Charlie.
What do we do? This is the stretching?